1, 2, 3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning here in New England. Woke up, it was about 55. It's supposed to be in the low 80s, a perfect day for a lot of things, including gardening. And joining us this morning is Ken Kukurowski. As promised, I was telling you that those of you that grew roses will be talking about roses this morning with Ken. And one of the things that Ken asked me is, have people said anything to you about their roses being smaller? And I said, I did notice that. And he's going to tell you why this morning, why your roses are smaller. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I really appreciate you getting up early to join us this morning. Have things cooled off a little bit in Raleigh where you live, or is it still real, real hot?
Well, Paul, when you start off with a base of 100 degrees and it goes down 5 or 6 degrees, it is technically cooler, but it's still pretty hot. We aren't quite as cool as you are this morning. When I went to go get the newspaper, I didn't look at the thermometer, but it's probably in the low 70s, but it's going to get hot today. And we have a week of thunderstorms coming through the area this week, so we're going to have some exciting weather.
Tell us what people are experiencing and what they can do about roses at this time of the year, Ken.
Well, Paul, about this time of the year is the time when I stop using Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care, the drench product that provides insecticide, fungicide, and fertilizer. And the reason that I do that is because about this time of the year is when I'm transitioning away from giving the roses more fertility. And so I find myself switching over to sprays. And so the rose growers in your area should be considering what they're going to do when they stop fertilizing the roses, because somewhere around the 1st of September, for your area, you probably should stop fertilizing. You should keep watering. You should keep taking care of the roses. You still have to worry about black spot. You still probably have to worry about powdery mildew, depending on the conditions. We have products that you can use, our combination products, 3-in-1 insect disease and mite, which is a spray that will take care of black spot, powdery mildew, insects, and mites. We also have a Natria product, our bio-natural product line. We have insect disease and mite control. That you can use if you prefer those kind of chemicals. But you probably still have to stay on top of your black spot. And the hot weather that we've all had down here in Carolina and what you've had in New England is perfect weather for mites. And your listeners have probably seen a lot of mites on mite-susceptible plants. These products that I just mentioned have a miticide included in them. But one of the things that you always have to be careful about with mites is that you make a thorough spray, and a thorough spray means underside of the leaves and the top side of the leaves, and then probably wait about 7 to 10 days and spray again. Because when you have a rip-roaring population of mites on your plants, you've got eggs, nymphs, larvae, adults, and the mobile forms, the larvae, the nymphs, and the adults, are more easily controlled by the sprays, but the eggs aren't. And so the eggs hatch. There's usually not very much residual for these miticides that we have nowadays. and you have to spray again so that you can really clean up the population, because you don't want to, you know, just have them rebound on you.
Right. Now, for people, Ken, that are planting roses for the first time, what do they look for to know that they have mites?
Well, if the first signs that I see is if the leaves are a little bit darker green. The second sign, and almost happens overnight, you have to be on top of it, is a kind of bronzing, a yellowing, not so much yellowing, but not a chlorosis, but a bronzing of the leaves. And then, of course, by then you've got netting on the leaves and on the stems, and it's, you know, that's when you've got a rip-roaring population. But knowing that you have hot, dry conditions should have you go out there and look in your garden and be more alert to be looking for mites, because that's the perfect time for mites to get going. A lot of times you can control mites just by watering the plants, you know, thoroughly watering the plants on the top, splashing the water on them. But of course, that promotes black spot if you're not doing it at the right time of the day. So you have to kind of be careful about using that kind of a method to control mites. But it can be done. It can be done.
Now, when is the best time, and how do you water roses?
Well, you know how Mother Nature waters our roses. She waters overhead, and I'm not complaining. So don't let anybody think I'm complaining about Mother Nature. I appreciate all the water we get. But for roses, I try to do water from the ground level only. I try not to splash the roses. And so, and I don't have a drip system up. I have to get the hose out and just stand by each rose and give them what I think is a couple of gallons of water weekly. I do that because other rosarians in the area have told me, and it has worked pretty good for me so far, that it doesn't promote other problems such as the other diseases we were talking about.
So now that we're getting into the fall, you're saying black spot and powdery mildew are still going to be there, right?
Yes, they're going to still be there. The best conditions, of course, for black spot are not the same conditions for powdery mildew. Black spot is promoted by splashing water on the leaves, and that's just the way the spores for black spot move around best. Powdery mildew likes warm conditions and high humidity, which is different. But one of the reasons we have to stay on top of this is because we want the roses to go into the fall, go into the winter, as strong and robust as possible. We want to keep as many leaves on the roses. We want them photosynthesizing. We don't want them to fall off, because we want a lot of the energy that the plant makes through photosynthesis to be stored in the roots so that they can get through the winter and come out next spring even stronger. And so you do have to spray for black spot. You do have to spray for powdery mildew. You do, and you know, there's a lot of different sprays that gardeners can use. You've listened to the two that I've suggested. You also want to make sure that when the leaves fall off in the fall, that you rake them up and take them somewhere else. If you've got a compost, be careful about. I mean, you have good instructions on your club news about composting, but be careful that you don't compost the leaves that have black spot that potentially go out back into the garden next year, because you don't want that to happen. You want to kind of keep that little micro area as free of black spot and powdery mildew and other problems as you can.
Okay. You also
primed me at the opening of this segment about the size of blooms on the roses. And I have to tell you that I've been complaining about my roses down here, because we've had 90 plus degrees for the last month here in North Carolina. And a good friend of mine who's a rosarian and member of the American Rose Society, he's told me that when we get hot weather, the size of the blooms diminishes dramatically, maybe even half the size. You know, these are not meant to be plants grown in the desert. They're not desert flora. They do well under these kind of temporary conditions. But when we get more of a normal winter, pardon me, not winter, or more of a normal fall where it's cooler temperatures, I think that your garden club members will notice that the size of their blooms get a lot bigger. And it'll be more normal. This is a, you know, you can tell me this better than I can tell you, that this is an abnormal climate that you're having in New England right now. And right. And roses are making it through, but they will have bigger roses when we get to a more normal condition for the fall.
So as the days cool off, the size of the rose will actually be better. But the main thing that you want to stress is now that we're coming into late August, closer September, stop feeding the roses, concentrate on diseases and insects, and that way they'll go into winter hibernation strong and healthy, and next spring they'll be in a lot better shape.
Paul, they don't need me. They can just listen to you.
Ken, hold on just a little bit longer. I know you've got a few more tips for us for the roses. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Lawn and Garden Company, and we're talking about roses this morning. Now, Ken, you know, summer is beginning to wind down a little bit. What would you do to with roses at this time of the year to kind of get them acclimated to the changes?
Well, there's some things that I've been doing all along, or better yet, my wife Betsy has been doing all along. That is something that helps with the acclimation, and that is deadheading the roses properly. We take off as many blooms as they occur, bring them in the house, and the spent blooms we also prune back. A lot of people will tell you how many leaflets down the cane you're supposed to go, but I probably find myself pruning more heavily than maybe some of the instructions are, and the reason I do that is because I want to have a nice strong cane to regrow from that point up, but the best thing that I find myself doing is deadheading the roses properly, and then making sure as we go into the winter that the ground around the roses are moist. Probably the biggest factor of winter kill for roses is when we have a dry fall, a dry winter, and the vagaries of sometimes getting a little bit warmer, sometimes staying a little bit cooler in the wintertime just absolutely kills the roses. I mean, a lot of the roses we have now are bud grafts onto a good rootstock, but even under those severe conditions, the rootstock dies. So, as you're still continuing in the fall, make sure that the roses are watered very thoroughly. Ground watering is what I recommend. Stay on top of your diseases because you want maximum photosynthesis. And also, again, deadhead the roses and prune down as much as far as you feel comfortable. There's still time for another flush of roses. I mean, you should get three or four flushes of roses, depending on the variety, throughout the year. Summertime is always kind of the weakest time because it's the easiest for all kinds of stresses on the roses. But we're starting to get into the right conditions for growing roses, and if we do that, your roses should look really good. Another thing, Paul, is when you bring the roses indoors and you put them in a vase for your spouse or for your parents to enjoy, at night, if you put that vase of roses in the refrigerator, you'll find that the roses keep a lot longer. You don't have to pick them quite as quickly, and people will admire the fact that your roses look good for a long period of time. And that's exactly what the rosarians do when they go to rose shows. They find themselves picking the roses at a real tight bud stage, putting them in ice coolers and transporting them as they travel around the country for the rose shows, because they don't pick the rose the day before the show and fly out there to exhibit it. They have to plan, and keeping the roses cool is one way that they are able to plan for the roses to be at their peak right for the show. It's a big science. And if any of your garden readers get a chance to go to a rose show, they really are fascinating.
I can't imagine what all the colors and the different varieties that there are. The one thing that my son Jason, who is an unbelievable floral designer, I mean, he does weddings like you just cannot believe. He's been in 9 different magazines with his work, and he tells all of his customers that if you're going to buy roses, every single morning, put a handful of ice cubes in the water, and it cools it down so it doesn't bloom as fast. And if you can do, like you said, put them in the refrigerator at night, if at all possible, keep them cool, keep them off the TV set, keep them out of a south-facing window where the sun coming in doesn't heat them up. And one last question for you.
Sure.
In the fall, what do you do with your roses? Do you prune them back, or do you leave them alone?
I don't prune them back in the fall. I leave them alone. I of course mulch them, sometimes with soil, sometimes with wood chips, sometimes just with leaves, but I mulch them. I prune them back in the springtime because I wait to see how they've got through the winter.
Terrific. Ken, you have a terrific day. And we really appreciate all of the help and the information you've given to our listeners. And I'll be down to see you in Raleigh in a couple of weeks for a seminar. Can't wait to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals and it works.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, it's nice to have Ken on the radio and to give you some ideas of what to do with the roses at this time of the year. And that's what I like about Ken. He'll give you a lot of tips on how to take care of your roses. Where he works in Raleigh at the corporate headquarters, I'm going in a couple of weeks, they have 500 rose bushes in one area, and these are roses that are all tested for the various products that they are manufacturers. So he's got a real big garden that he's continuously doing research on, and it's absolutely gorgeous. But we'll tell you more about that when we come back. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Wendy from Maine, who has a question about cherry trees.
With Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. And you, Wendy?
I'm good, thanks. I have some questions about sweet cherry trees that I just have received as a gift. They are two varieties are Kristen with a K, and one variety is white gold. I understand they need some pretty good drainage. I live in an area that has a lot of clay, and I am curious as to how I should amend the soil prior to planting, and if I should put them in the same place that I have peach trees, or if I should go ahead and designate a spot in my vegetable garden which has better soil.
Okay. Now the first question, are they dwarfs, semi-dwarfs, or standard trees?
They're standard trees. So they're going to be big. They're already 6 feet tall.
Okay. So a standard tree is going to get up like 20 feet.
Right.
So it's going to be a good-sized tree. So, you know, if you want to put it near the garden, make sure that you put it in the back of the garden so that in the future it doesn't shade the vegetable garden. So give it its own space. If you want to put them with the peaches, that's fine. But the one thing that you want to say to yourself is, this is going to be a big tree. I need good air circulation. That way you have less disease problems if the air can move around them. And also lots of sun so that the cherries can ripen faster and more uniformly than if they get partial shade. Now, you said you have a lot of clay. The area that you are going to be putting in, think about all the rain that we had this spring. And if those areas had standing water, and if there was standing water that sat there for 2 days, 3 days at a time, that may not be the right area for it. Try and put it someplace where, you know, you had a good rain, you had standing water, but within a day it drained, then you're going to be okay. And what you could do with an area that's got some clay in it, buy some compost and dig a big hole. Instead of digging a hole 18 inches by 18 inches and 3 feet deep, dig a hole 3 feet wide in all directions and 3 feet deep. And if you come across this really heavy, heavy clay, and it's just like a layer of it, see if you can dig it out, because sometimes the layer of clay will only be maybe a foot, maybe even 2 feet, and once you get through it, then everything will drain great. And what I've done, and it works really well, if you hit a solid piece of clay, rather than take a shovel and try and get it all out, take a post hole digger and try and go through it with the post hole digger. And that way you can see how thick that layer of clay is. Sometimes it may be a foot or more. And rather than take the whole bottom of this huge hole out, you can take a post hole digger, make 3 or 4 holes, 6 inches, and then you can take that cylinder of a hole that you've made, fill that with some good, well-drained soil or compost, and now you'll have a hole in the ground that's like a plastic pot. Yes, there's clay around it, but you've got drainage holes, just like a plastic pot or a clay pot has on the bottom, to get rid of that excess moisture. And the bigger the hole, the more compost you put in it, the better off you're going to be. Now, for your first winter, make sure that the tree is staked, because a 6-foot-tall tree is going to catch the wind, and the wind's going to move it back and forth, and for every action above the ground, you'll have a reaction below the ground. So when the top moves, so is the root ball. The other thing is, fruit tree bark is sweet, and rabbits and mice love the taste of a freshly planted fruit tree, no matter what kind it is. So what you want to do is, after it's planted, go to the hardware store, and you want to buy some hardware cloth. And it's a hole that's about 1/2 inch square. You need to make a circle that's going to be about 1 inch away from the trunk of the tree, so that the animal can't bite through the wire. If you put the wire right up against the trunk, they can eat little squares. So you need to have some space between the trunk of the tree and the wire. So if you just take a tape measurer, figure out how big, then you can buy the wire. You can make this collar around it, and that will prevent the animals from eating it. But the very first year that you plant a tree, one of the things that really is important is to prevent the bark from splitting due to the weather. Because this tree was grown in rows, and they shade each other in the nursery. Now it's all by itself. So when the sun comes up in January and February, it warms up that tree to above freezing. And let's say your air temperature is 20. The sun comes up in the morning, it warms up the tree to above freezing and stays nice all day. When the sun sets at 5 o'clock, the tree goes from, let's say, 35 degrees back down to 20 very, very quickly. And because it's a young tree and the bark isn't thick, you'll get cracking or splitting on the south side of the tree. So for the first year, if you can wrap the trunk of the tree from the ground up to the first branch, they sell a tree wrap. You can use a piece of burlap and then put your collar around it. And if you can do those three things for the first year, wrap the tree, put the wire, and stake it. The following spring, take off the cables because it doesn't need it anymore. Unwrap the trunk of the tree and put the wire back. And you're going to leave the wire on there for about 3 years. It's going to take that long for the plant to really acclimate itself and so that the rodents won't be able to chew the tree. Feed it. Get a granular fertilizer like Plant Tone or Tree Tone and get some patience. You need to say to yourself, this is a new tree, and when you buy a fruit tree, it's going to take 3 to 5 years before you can get a good crop from that plant. So whether it's an apple, a peach, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, you're going to get a handful. Then you'll get a few more. But to get a nice big crop, the tree has to be well established in your yard. Okay, and the other thing, put some bark mulch around it. Compost, shredded leaves, pine needles, about 2 to 3 inches thick. That insulates the ground, and it helps to hold the heat in during the winter. It prevents freezing and frost heaving, and during the summer, it keeps it cooler, so there's less stress on the plant. Thank you. Okay, Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Edward from Maine, who has a question about arborvitae.
Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Edward. Edward, you there?
All right, moving on. Apparently he was not there, but we do have John from Massachusetts who has a question about peppers.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, John.
Is this Janet you thinking about?
Yes, go ahead. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning, Paul. Paul,
morning.
I have a question about hydrangeas.
Yes.
A blue hydrangea. I know you spoke about it. It was last week or the week before. When do you cut them back? And how
low? What you want to do is this. When the blue flower begins to look a little bit tired, a little bit dirty, cut off the dead flower, okay? One of the reasons is sometimes if you leave that dried up flower on your plant and you get a heavy, sticky type snow, it will build up on the flower. The weight of it will make it bend. The branch will break. And now that healthy branch will not flower the following year. Now, the branches that you want to prune right now, the branches that came out of the ground that did not flower. And when I was over at the Cape, I've been to Cape like three or four times this year visiting nurseries, noticed that a lot of the hydrangeas are really tall in the 3.5 to 4 foot range. So any of that new growth that was made this year, if it's too tall for you, now is the time to cut it back, because you need to cut the plant to give it time to make a callus and to seal the branch where you made the cut. If you prune it in, let's say, October, when you're raking up the yard and cleaning the leaves and things, and you say, well, I'm going to cut it back. When you cut it back at that time of the year, the plant's going dormant. It's sending the energy from the leaves down to the roots to be stored for the winter. And if you prune them, there's not enough energy to make the callus. Right now, the plant is actively growing. If you can cut them back to the height that you want to control the height and the spread, the plant will have time to seal. And that way, next spring, you'll have no major problems. In the spring, what you do is you have to have patience in the spring with hydrangea. It looks like a bunch of dead sticks. And a lot of people that have grown hydrangeas for the first time prune them all off. If you prune off the dead-looking sticks, you won't have any flowers. Wait until the new growth begins, and then just remove anything that didn't make any new growth. But if you want to control the size, do the pruning right now. And you can remove about 25% of your plant without hurting it or losing flower buds.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks, as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith, make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who needs a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
Well, Jack from Rhode Island would like some help with blueberries.
Okay, Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a friend that has a ginkgo biloba tree, and the seeds, the little round balls, about maybe as big as a nickel, are dropping. For about the past 3 years, I've tried to grow the trees, and I don't have any luck with them. Could you give me any pointers on it?
Okay. When the fruit forms, is the seed inside mature? I mean, it sounds to me like the seed itself is not mature enough.
Well, they're green. The outside is green.
Okay.
So
do you let it
brown?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. What needs to happen is you need to harvest that seed. You need to let it dry for the energy to go to sleep in that seed. If you take the fruit that falls from the plant, break it open, take that seed and push it in the ground, it isn't going to work. It needs to dry. And the one other thing that it really does need more than anything else, Jack, it needs to go through a normal winter. And what happens is the cold weather that we have changes chemically the hormones in that plant to allow it to germinate. That's why when you have all these acorns that fall from the tree in the fall, they never germinate until the spring. So what you need to do is to harvest those seeds that have fallen, those seed pods, give them a chance to dry out,
and then put them in your garage or in your tool shed, someplace with no heat where it's going to get cold for the winter, and then plant them in the spring. But they need to go through that cold treatment to chemically alter the plant and say, okay, you've had a winter's rest. It's now time to grow. And that's the only way. Now, the other thing that you can do, too, is in the spring, feel what the seed is like. And if it's really, really hard, take a nail file, scratch the seed coat. Because sometimes the seed coats themselves are so hard, they can't absorb water. So you take a nail file and you slowly run it back and forth to cut a little groove through the seal coat, and that way the moisture can get inside the seed to wake up the plant and to get it to grow. And there's a lot of plants that are like that, and that's why they don't reproduce as easily. Acorns, they do it all by themselves. But pick the pod, let them dry, and put them in a brown paper bag or in a cardboard box, never in plastic. If you put them in plastic, they'll get moisture from the moist seed coat, that pod, and they'll rot. And they'll get all full of fungus, and the whole thing will fall apart. So keep it dry, keep it cold. I've been to Christmas tree plantations in Maine and New Hampshire, and even in Canada. And all of these Christmas tree growers, they'll harvest seed, and during the winter, the seeds are in their freezer in their basement. So they harvest the seed in the fall, they store them in their freezer to give them that transformation from cold, and then in the spring when they put it out, the ground warms up, the seed wakes up, and you're ready to go. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you. We have two more hours of show, and we'll help you with your garden. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you can sign up for our newsletter that we have every single Thursday. This week, we talked about inkberry, a great plant for those of you that want foliage, nice evergreen foliage for a camp or from your house. The other thing that you can look at when you're there, we're taking a garden tour of Ireland in May. Go to the website, paulparent.com, click on garden trips, and see the information, 10 incredible gardens in Ireland in the spring of next year.